Tractate 11 John 2 23-25, 3-1-5. Part 2. I suppose, brethren, that this is known in the church, and that what we are saying is manifest by daily examples, but let us consider these things in the case of our fathers before us, how they also had these four kinds. Of the good, good, Ananias baptized Paul. How of the evil, evil? The apostle declares that there were certain preachers of the gospel, who, he says, did not use to preach the gospel with a pure motive, whom, however, he tolerates in the Christian society, saying, "What then, notwithstanding every way, whether by occasion or in truth, Christ is preached, and in this I rejoice." Was he therefore malevolent, and did he rejoice in another's evil? No, but rejoiced because through evil men the truth was preached, and by the mouths of evil men Christ was preached. If these men baptized any persons like themselves, evil men baptized evil men, if they baptized such as the Lord admonishes, when he says, "Whatsoever they bid you, do, but do not you after their works," they were evil men that were baptizing good. Good men baptized evil men, as Simon the sorcerer was baptized by Philip, a holy man. Therefore these four sorts, my brethren, are known. See, I repeat them again, hold them, count them, think upon them, guard against what is evil, keep what is good. Good men are born of good, when holy men are baptized by holy, evil men are born of evil, when both they that baptize and they that are baptized live unrighteously and ungodly, good men are born of evil, when they are evil that baptize, and they good that are baptized, evil men are born of good, when they are good that baptize, and they evil that are baptized. How do we find this in these three names? I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. We hold the bondwomen among the evil, and the free women among the good. Free women bear the good, Sarah bare Isaac, bondwomen bear the evil, Hagar bare Ishmael. We have in the case of Abraham alone the two sorts, both when the good are of the good, and also when the evil are of the evil. But where have we evil of good figured? Rebekah, Isaac's wife, was a free woman, read, she bare twins, one was good, the other evil. Thou hast the scripture openly declaring by the voice of God, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. Rebekah bare those two, Jacob and Esau, one of them is chosen, the other is reprobated, one succeeds to the inheritance, the other is disinherited. God does not make his people of Esau, but makes it of Jacob. The seed is one, those conceived are dissimilar, the womb is one, those born of it are diverse. Was not the free woman that bare Jacob, the same free woman that bare Esau? They strove in the mother's womb, and when they strove there, it was said to Rebekah, two peoples are in thy womb. Two men, two peoples, a good people, and a bad people, but yet they strive one womb. How many evil men there are in the church! And one womb carries them until they are separated in the end, and the good cry out against the evil, and the evil in turn cry out against the good, and both strive together in the bowels of one mother. Will they be always together? There is a going forth to the light in the end, the birth which is here figured in a mystery is declared, and it will then appear that Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. Accordingly we have now found, brethren, of the good, good of the free woman, Isaac, and of the evil, evil of the bondwoman, Ishmael, and of the good, evil of Rebekah, Esau, where shall we find of the evil, good? There remains Jacob, that the completion of these four sorts may be concluded in the three patriarchs. Jacob had for wives free women, he had also bond women, the free bear children, as do also the bond, and thus come the 12 sons of Israel. If you count them all, of whom they were born, they were not all of the free women, nor all of the bond women, but yet they were all of one seed. What, then, my brethren? Did not they who were born of the bondwomen possess the land of promise together with their brethren? We have there found good sons of Jacob born of bondwomen, and good sons of Jacob born of free women. Their birth of the wombs of bondwomen was nothing against them, when they knew their seed in the Father, and consequently they held the kingdom with their brethren. Therefore, as in the case of Jacob's sons, that they were born of bondwomen did not hinder their holding the kingdom, and receiving the land of promise on an equality with their brothers, their birth of bondwomen did not hinder them, but the Father's seed prevailed. So, whoever are baptized by evil men, appear as if born of bondwomen, nevertheless, because they are of the seed of the Word of God, which is figured in Jacob, let them not be cast down, they shall possess the inheritance with their brethren. Therefore, let him who is born of the good seed be without fear, only let him not imitate the bondwoman, if he is born of a bondwoman. Do not thou imitate the evil, proud, bondwoman. For how came the sons of Jacob, that were born of bondwomen, to possess the land of promise with their brethren, whilst Ishmael, born of a bondwoman, was cast out from the inheritance? How, but because he was proud, they were humble. He proudly reared his neck, and wished to seduce his brother while he was playing with him. A great mystery is there. They were playing together, Ishmael and Isaac. Sarah sees them playing, and says to Abraham, "Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with my son Isaac." And when Abraham was sorrowful, the Lord confirmed to him the saying of his wife. Now here is evidently a mystery, that the event was somehow pregnant with something future. She sees them playing, and says, "Cast out the bondwoman and her son." What is this, brethren? For what evil had Ishmael done to the boy Isaac, in playing with him? That playing was a mocking, that playing signified deception. Now attend, beloved, to this great mystery. The apostle calls it persecution, that playing, that play, he calls persecution, for he says, "But as then he that was born after the flesh, persecuted him that was born after the Spirit, so also now, that is, they that are born after the flesh persecute them that are born after the Spirit." Who are born after the flesh? Lovers of the world, lovers of this life. Who are born after the Spirit? Lovers of the kingdom of heaven, lovers of Christ, men that long for eternal life, that worship God freely. They play, and the apostle calls it persecution. For after he said these words, "And as then be that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the Spirit, so also now," the apostle went on, and showed of what persecution he was speaking, "but what says the Scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with my son Isaac." We search where the Scripture says this, to see whether any persecution on Ishmael's part against Isaac preceded this, and we find that this was said by Sarah when she saw the boys playing together. The playing which Scripture says that Sarah saw, the apostle calls persecution. Hence, they who seduce you by playing, persecute you the more. "Come," say they, "come, be baptized here, here is true baptism for thee." Do not play, there is one true baptism, that other is play, thou wilt be seduced, and that will be a grievous persecution to thee. It were better for thee to make Ishmael a present of the kingdom, but Ishmael will not have it, for he means to play. Keep thou thy father's inheritance, and hear this, cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with my son Isaac. These men, too, dare to say that they are wont to suffer persecution from Catholic kings, or from Catholic princes. What persecution do they bear? Affliction of body, yet if at times they have suffered, and how they suffered, let themselves know, and settle it with their consciences, still they suffered only affliction of body, the persecution which they cause is more grievous. Beware when Ishmael wishes to play with Isaac, when he fawns on thee, when he offers another baptism, answer him, I have baptism already. For if this baptism is true, he who would give thee another would be mocking thee. Beware of the persecution of the soul. For though the party of Donatus has at tithes suffered somewhat at the hands of Catholic princes, it was a bodily suffering, not the suffering of spiritual deception. Hear and see in the very facts of Old Testament history all the signs and indications of things to come. Sarah is found to have afflicted her maid Hagar, Sarah is free. After her maid began to be proud, Sarah complained to Abraham, and said, Cast out the bondwoman, she has lifted her neck against me. His wife complains of Abraham, as if it were his doing. But Abraham, who was not bound to the maid by lust, but by the duty of begetting children, inasmuch as Sarah had given her to him to have offspring by her, says to her, Behold, she is thy handmaid, do unto her as thou wilt. And Sarah grievously afflicted her, and she fled from her face. See, the free woman afflicted the bondwoman, and the apostle does not call that a persecution. The slave plays with his master, and he calls it persecution. This afflicting is not called persecution, that playing is. How does it appear to you, brethren? Do you not understand what is signified? Thus, then, when God wills to stir up powers against heretics, against schismatics, against those that scatter the church, that blow on Christ as if they abhorred him, that blaspheme baptism, let them not wonder, because God stirs them up, that Hagar may be beaten by Sarah. Let Hagar know herself, and yield her neck, for when, after being humiliated, she departed from her mistress, an angel met her, and said to her, What is the matter with thee, Hagar, Sarah's handmaid? When she complained of her mistress, what did she hear from the angel? Return to thy mistress. It is for this that she is afflicted, that she may return, and would that she may return, for her offspring, just like the sons of Jacob, will obtain the inheritance with their brethren. But they wonder that Christian powers are roused against detestable scatterers of the church. Should they not be moved, then? How otherwise should they give an account of their rule to God? Observe, beloved, what I say, that it concerns Christian kings of this world to wish their mother the church, of which they have been spiritually born, to have peace in their times. We read Daniel's visions and prophetical histories. The three children praised the Lord in the fire, King Nebuchadnezzar wondered at the children praising God, and at the fire around them doing them no harm, and whilst he wondered, what did King Nebuchadnezzar say? He who was neither a Jew nor circumcised, who had set up his own image and compelled all men to adore it, but, impressed by the praises of the three children when he saw the majesty of God present in the fire, what said he? And I will publish a decree to all tribes and tongues in the whole earth. What sort of decree? Whosoever shall speak blasphemy against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, shall be cut off, and their houses shall be made a ruin. See how an alien king acts with raging indignation that the God of Israel might not be blasphemed, because he was able to deliver the three children from the fire, and yet they would not have Christian kings to act with severity when Christ is contemptuously rejected, by whom not three children, but the whole world, with these very kings, is delivered from the fire of hell. For those three children, my brethren, were delivered from temporal fire. Is he not the same God who was the God of the Maccabees and the God of the three children? The latter he delivered from the fire, the former did in body perish in the torments of fire, but but in mind they remain steadfast in the ordinances of the law. The latter were openly delivered, the former were crowned in secret. It is a greater thing to be delivered from the flame of hell than from the furnace of a human power. If, then, Nebuchadnezzar praised and extolled and gave glory to God because he delivered three children from the fire, and gave such glory as to send forth a decree throughout his kingdom, whosoever shall speak blasphemy against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, shall be cut off, and their houses shall be brought to ruin, how should not these kings be moved, who observe, not three children delivered from the flame, but their very selves delivered from hell, when they see Christ, by whom they have been delivered, contemptuously spurned in Christians, when they hear it said to a Christian, say that thou art not a Christian. Men are willing to do such deeds, but they do not wish to suffer, at all events, such punishments. For see what they do and what they suffer. They slay souls, they suffer in body, they cause everlasting deaths, and yet they complain that they themselves suffer temporal deaths. And yet what deaths do they suffer? They allege to us some martyrs of theirs in persecution. See, Marcellus was hurled headlong from a rock, see, Donatus of Bagia was thrown into a well. When have the Roman authorities decreed such punishments as casting men down rocks? But what do those of our party reply? What was done I know not, what however do ours tell, that they hung themselves headlong and cast the infamy of it upon the authorities. Let us call to mind the custom of the Roman authorities, and see to whom we are to give credit. Our men declare that those men cast themselves down headlong. If they are not the very disciples of those men, who now cast themselves down precipices, while no man persecutes them, let us not credit the allegation of our men, what wonder if those men did what these are wont to do? The Roman authorities never did employ such punishments, for had they not the power to put them to death openly? But those men, while they wished to be honored when dead, found not a death to make them more famous. In short, whatever the fact was, I do not know. And even if thou hast suffered corporal affliction, O party of Donatus, at the hand of the Catholic Church, as an Hagar thou hast suffered it at the hand of Sarah, return to Timistris. A point which it was indeed necessary to discuss has detained us somewhat too long to be at all able to expound the whole text of the Gospel lesson. Let this suffice you in the meantime, beloved brethren, lest, by speaking of other matters, what has been spoken might be shut out from your hearts. Hold fast these things, declare such things, and while yourselves are inflamed, go your way thither, and set on fire them that are cold.